We're doing it. Mike Murphy, who just had the sports for you, is in the house with me today. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, I caught wind that David Lee Murphy...
You broke wind? Is that what you said?
No, I said I caught...
Oh, you caught wind.
Caught... It's different than breaking wind.
I'm just like, I didn't... You know, did you bring me in here to tell me that?
No, I did not. That's right. One thing that's not allowed in here. Okay, anyway... Your brother wrote a song for Kenny Chesney. Surprise, surprise. How many songs have you written for Kenny Chesney?
Gosh, I don't know. They collaborate all the time. This is probably, the sixth, seventh song that they... some of them are on the albums that don't get out, but this newest one is coming out, and it's supposed to be a big hit. And it's, you know, he always likes to write about the mysterious stuff. And, you know, there was a kind of a rumor, a sidebar on this thing. It's called Bar at the End of the World. And two or three times, if you listen closely, Kenny sings Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the new Disney Jack Sparrow movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, is called Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yes. Ooh.
And so I was saying, I was asking David, I said, is there some kind of tie-in with this thing? I mean, is this going to be in the soundtrack? And or, you know, at the end of the movie or something like that, you know, Bar at the End of the World.
Yeah.
And you could see the whole thing evolving there.
Absolutely.
He says, I can't talk about it.
Oh, mom's the word.
I'm thinking, well, maybe there's something to that. But
yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't know, and he's saying, I'm not going to, you know.
Right.
But it's a cool song, and, you know, he you know, I know one time he was sitting in the parking lot, David was, of his workout place where he goes and works out down there, on the phone with Kenny, and they're scribbling down lyrics on the back of an envelope, and that became one of the big hits. I can't remember which one, but because Kenny said, I want to change this line, and David said, well, what do you want it to say? And they were actually kind of singing and humming it back and forth on the phone while he was sitting in his car, and it got his workout partner mad. His workout, the guy he usually works out with down in Nashville, is Ernie Conwell, who was the former tight end of the Rams. And he's standing in the doorway, come on, you know.
Let's go.
They're writing a song out in the car, you know. So it's a crazy business. It's really nuts sometimes the way ideas pop up and how they...
You got to capitalize when the idea is there.
Sure. They germinate, and then all of a sudden you got a hit song.
Well,
is germinate sort of like breaking wind? I hope not.
It's just it's better than catching wind, I'll tell you that much right now.
You catch wind, and it's like, wow. You know.
Well, I'm going to play it here in a second. This is all one that was written by David Lee Murphy, of course. And he just recently had a birthday, right?
Yep, January 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, he was flying all over Louisiana with Brooks and Dunn and helicopters and doing all kind of crazy stuff. I can't keep track of the boy. He's, you know. One time I called him and I said, you sound like, you know, and he said, I'm off the coast of Cuba. I'm deep sea fishing. I can barely hear you. And I'm like, oh, cool. Okay, I'll see you when you get picked up in a prison.
Okay. You know, we'll let you know.
Tell Fidel I said hello.
Exactly. Good morning at 12 minutes after 7. All right, this one written by David Lee Murphy. It is a brand new Kenny Chesney. It's the Bar at the End of the World. Now, where's my $10? All right. Good morning. It's Kent with you here today at Z100.